Capitalism with a Conscience. Trend-setting millennials encourage retailers to embrace kindness and do more good. At a handful of Panera locations, down-and-out folks pay only what they can afford. Nordstrom recently opened a test store where all profits go to charity. Starbucks has 3 coffee shops where a big chunk of the money made helps the needy. This isn't capitalism gone wacko. It's capitalism with a conscience. No longer the exception. For decades, this kind of corporate kindness was the exception. But in the past few years, dozens of America's biggest brands have embraced socially kind deeds as an effective way to sell themselves to consumers, employees, even stockholders. Some are listening to their hearts, while others are listening to social media chatter and creating consumable spin. In either case, there is one audience that's watching closely: millennials. This trend-setting, if not free-spending, group of 95 million Americans, born between 1982 and 2004, live and breathe social media and are convinced that doing the right thing isn't just vogue, but mandatory. With nearly a third of the population driving this trend, kindness is becoming the nation's newest currency. Companies can't hide anymore, says Ben Cohen, co-founder of Ben & Jerry's, because everything they do becomes social media fodder, he says. Forward-looking companies are starting to do less bad and more good. Moving in the right direction. But it's no longer just outliers such as Ben & Jerry's and Whole Foods doing the right thing. More likely, sooner than later, corporate kindness that doesn't have its origins in the public relations or human resources department may become as common as coupons. Even in a dicey economy, kindness sells. Millennials who got burned by the recession feel a resentment to consumerism, but have few alternatives, says Robbie Blinkoff, a consumer anthropologist. They had to create one, love one another. Not love in the 60s hippie sense, but love in the show me what you're doing for others sense. Some are doing it at ground level. Some are making genuine company-wide efforts. Consumers and kindness. Others are talking the talk but not walking the walk. Several large retailers embrace the image of kindness by asking customers at checkout to donate to charitable causes. That's a far cry from a sustained effort from within. Even then, this national epidemic of corporate kindness is grounded in one rationale. It works. Some 47% of consumers say they buy every month at least one brand that supports a good cause, according to a 2012 global survey by public relations firm Edelman. That's a 47% increase from 2010. Just as compelling, consumers say they're more likely to discuss the good deeds a company does than they are to discuss a company's financial performance, according to a 2012 Weber Shandwick survey. Sincerity is the key. Doing good is becoming less an option and more a requirement. But it's tricky. It's not just about writing checks anymore. And most millennials have a seemingly innate ability to smell out manufactured kindness. Corporate kindness must be grounded in a holistic sense of good that can't feel, smell, or taste like it's been painted on by the corporate spinmeisters. It has to come from within. You can't hire someone to give you values, says Ron Shaich, founder of Panera Bread, which in the past 18 months has opened a handful of Panera Cares restaurants in urban areas that ask customers to pay only what they can afford, even if it's just volunteering for an hour. Kindness can't be a corporate tactic that's buried in the marketing department. At the five Panera Cares restaurants, some customers don't pay at all. But that's okay, because others willingly pay extra. The profits are primarily used to train at-risk kids for jobs. Panera Cares is now making that difference in five cities, with plans to expand to more. More businesses making an effort. Nordstrom, too, has an eye on helping others with a Manhattan retail store, Treasure and Bond, whose profits go to charity. Pete Nordstrom says he got the idea a few years ago when he visited a store in Paris whose proceeds all went to charity. Companies have to do more than make money, he says. But kindness doesn't always come easy or cheap. We will keep doing this as long as we can make it work, he says. We have to balance making money and fulfilling our mission. More than making money. But if the motivation for doing good is just about making more money, it's doomed to fail, warns Whole Foods co-founder John Mackey. His Natural Foods grocery chain runs a foundation that grants loans to aid people in poverty in 55 countries trying to start small businesses. Starbucks has been at it for years. The coffee kingpin has operated a community store in New York's Harlem district that's been donating a chunk of its profits to local charities for more than 7 years. By 2018, it expects to operate 50 of these community stores. CEO Howard Schultz says this can't be done through a lens of marketing and PR, but through a lens of guiding principles. Government can't do everything, he says, so it's incumbent upon business leaders to do more than our share. Inspiring happiness. Just the image of kindness can be an effective sales tool. It's no accident that one of Coca-Cola's Super Bowl spots displayed a series of kind acts, such as dropped wallets being returned. Fostering kind acts will become a bigger part of Coke's marketing going forward, says Christina Bundolowski, Vice President of Global Brands. Extensive research shows that performing kind acts, the act of giving, makes people feel happier. This is not just telling people to be happy, says Bondolowski, but inspiring happiness. Vocabulary focus. Down and out. Vogue. Fodder. Dicey. Talk the talk. Walk the walk. Be a far cry from something. Compelling. Innate. Holistic. Kingpin. Foster.